Representative Mark Green, DHS Chief Mayorkas has imported 5 million illegal aliens, outpacing annual U.S. births. By John Binder on January 10, 2024. Department of Homeland Security, DHS. Secretary Alejandro Mayorkas has brought 5 million illegal aliens to the United States in 3 years. A foreign population that outpaces the nation's annual births, Representative Mark Green, RTN, says. Green, chairman of the House Homeland Security Committee, opened impeachment hearings against Mayorkas on Wednesday. In his opening statements, Green detailed Mayorkas's expansive catch and release network, in which the DHS briefly processes a reported 85% of illegal aliens before releasing them into American communities. Multiple sources confirmed Secretary Mayorkas admitted that release rates of illegal aliens are currently around 85%, Green said. All told, DHS numbers indicate that well over 3 million inadmissible aliens have been released into our country on Secretary Mayorkas's watch. Factor in the 1.8 million known gotaways, and that's roughly the population of the state of South Carolina. Emphasis added. The figure suggests that Mayorkas has released more illegal aliens into American communities from 2021 through 2023 than the number of babies born annually in the U.S., which is fewer than 4 million. The majority of these illegal aliens, released via parole, will end up securing work permits to hold American jobs, a boon for big business, Wall Street, and real estate investors looking to keep wages low by inflating the labor market, add as many residents to the population to drive up housing demand, and increase the supply of consumers to whom they can sell products. Green also noted that the rate at which the DHS never detains illegal aliens at the southern border has skyrocketed under Mayorkas compared to former President Barack Obama's leadership. In fiscal year 2013, according to the DHS's own numbers, the Obama administration detained 82% of illegal aliens from the moment they were encountered until their case was decided, and another 9% were held for at least some portion of that time. In Secretary Mayorkas' first year on the job, that 82% number dropped to just 10%. Illegal aliens not detained at all jumped from 9% in FY 2013 to 64% in FY 2021. In a court opinion earlier this year, federal judge Kent Wetherell wrote, "The evidence establishes that in late January or early February of 2021, the DHS made a discrete change in detention policy from release only if there is a compelling reason to release unless there is a compelling reason not to." Emphasis added. On Monday, Mayorkas visited the U.S.-Mexico border, where he called on Congress to approve President Joe Biden's billions of dollars in supplemental funding to bus and fly more border crossers and illegal aliens into the nation's interior. Some have accused the DHS of not enforcing our nation's laws. This could not be further from the truth, Mayorkas said. Related exclusive, 1,500 migrants cross border into Texas in 6 hours. John Binder is a reporter for Breitbart News. Email him at binder@breitbart.com. Follow him on Twitter here.